Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello and happy weekend. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along. Of course, this weekend, I want to remind you that if you miss any part of today's program, you don't get to hear it all, you miss something while we're talking, be sure and head on over to our website. We will have the show there for you as a podcast. And you can listen to it, download it, and it's there very convenient for you whenever you want it. Our guest today is Sue Linden, who's with the Salvation Army here in Terre Haute. Sue, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Not too bad. What's your official title with SA? I can never remember. It's a little bit longer than
yes,
I remember.
Yes, I am considered an envoy. That's an official, representative of the Salvation Army.
And you've been with the Salvation Army for quite a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been with them since 2008, and I've been here in Terre Haute since April of 2018.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. So I think you've probably been around the block once or twice. You kind of got this down by now, right?
Well, not every day is new to me.
Hey, I tell you, of course, it's that time of year where there's plenty of bell ringing going on. And there's lots of things, I wouldn't say roadblocks, but there's lots of challenges for Salvation Army when it comes to the Red Kettle campaign, not the least of which of where retail shopping is not what it once was. And that's kind of what you guys are all about, because you're right there at the front door with many businesses. But I mean, when you walk through the mall and you walk through, there's not as many retail shops as there used to be. How's that affecting you guys?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we're down a few Kettle locations this year. You know, for example, we're not going to have one at Meadows Mall. We're still trying to do our best to keep the campaign afloat. Another obstacle obviously is COVID, because we're down volunteers and people aren't getting out as much. So it is a bit of a challenge.
As we talk about COVID and that, is that causing a problem with you guys getting volunteers to ring the bell?
Absolutely. Yes. I've had people already call telling me that they can't bell ring, that they've got COVID or they tested positive. And yes, so that is very difficult. I luckily have been blessed with some really good bell ringers from the past that are managing to stay afloat. They're hired bell ringers, and their situations are such where they really need the money. So I'm very happy to pay them, and they're pretty much the anchor for this campaign right now.
You know, I know we've talked about this before, and that is, some folks are like, oh, you're actually paying people to ring the bell. The thing of it is, though, some of the folks you're paying to ring the bell are people that you would be helping otherwise. So you're kind of helping them to be gainfully employed by doing that. So it's working out good for both of you.
Oh, absolutely. It's really a great ministry for them. We have people that are on disabilities, people that are out of work, people that are living really for the next nickel. And so we're really happy to help them. I have one gentleman, he's living at the Red Roof Inn, and he gets very little money on Social Security. And so this helps him out, and we're happy to do it.
How many people do you wind up helping annually? I mean, I realize it may be kind of a moving target and hard to put an exact number on it. But you guys, you really do help an awful lot of people here in the Valley.
Yes. You mean you want to know how many people we help annually?
Yeah. I mean, ballpark it. Like I said, it's a moving target. It's hard for you to put an exact number on. But, I mean, are we talking 100, 200, 1,000? What are we talking about?
Oh my gosh! No, I would definitely say more than that. I'm trying to put a ballpark on there. I would say easily 15,000 people between our food pantry, our toy drive, our back to school program, our utilities, our lodging. Yeah,
it's amazing. What I'm trying to get a point across is how many people are really in need. I mean, if you guys weren't needed, you wouldn't be here and you wouldn't be asking for folks to help out. Obviously, there is a huge need out there that it's kind of hard to put your finger on. And a lot of people who aren't the ones in need, a lot of times don't see it.
Yes, definitely. There is a huge need. And I think also what people don't really understand about the Salvation Army in terms of our emergency assistance, when we help pay somebody's utility bill that they cannot afford to pay, or when we help them pay for their rent or mortgage, we are preventing them from being out on the streets and being homeless. And we don't need any more homeless people out on the streets. So that right there is a very valuable emergency assistance that we provide.
And when you provide the help, it's assistance that's not needed from another organization or a government agency. I mean, you guys are kind of help filling a gap there. And so when you help out, then that means they don't have to go someplace else, too.
That's right. So we help in a number of ways, you know, that people just don't really know or understand. I mean, we're also with COVID now, we're able to help with lodging. So if people don't have a place to stay, we can help them with lodging. And of course, we have policy and things in place. We just don't hand it out to anybody. That's with all our programs. So we make sure that we're helping those that really need the help. That our food pantry, we have clothing vouchers for families if they don't have clothes. We do whatever we can to help them in any way possible. I have a great caseworker that's on board with me right now, and she's pursuing her master's degree in casework. She's already got her undergrad, and we have a really nice small team set in place.
Talk about COVID and how that's affecting how you actually render aid or service the clientele that you try to work with. Because, I mean, nobody's wanting to get face-to-face with anybody anymore. We all want to go hide in our little hole in the wall and stay there. And maybe that's such a bad idea, but it makes it very hard for somebody in your position to actually serve the people that you are wanting to serve. And that really makes it hard.
Right. Well, we've had to revamp the way we serve people food. So what we do now is we have people come to our front church entrance off of 8th Street, and there's two doors. So they enter through one door, and then we are behind the second door that's locked. And so we just have their food bags or food boxes there, and they sign in, show their ID, and they take the food box and go. So we have that barrier, but we're still able to serve them. And it's working out just fine, you know. And then we've also decided to have a food drive the second Tuesday of every month from 1 to 3 p.m. for any resident of Vigo County. And, that's working out fine, too. They just pull in off of 8th Street and drive their car around, and we will service them. And the nice thing about that, too, is we don't, they're allowed to come to the food drive and then also come on one Thursday of the month. So we're serving people twice a month now instead of once a month. So in other words, we don't penalize them because they came to the food drive. You know, they can still come and get food one Thursday out of the month from our facility. And we still have our call center where we will dispatch people to other food pantries in the area. And that call center is available Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 11.
And you mentioned, too, the fact other area, because I know you mentioned that you have people from Terre Haute and Vigo County to come in. But even though you guys are based in Terre Haute, you still wind up serving a lot of people outside of Vigo County and in the surrounding counties and the different food programs and that kind of stuff. I mean, you guys are really you're far and wide.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've been taking care of some families from Park and Vermilion County for the toy drive in particular. But, you know, we also, you know, we won't turn people away. So if they do come to us, we will either, service them or we'll send them to our extension site or, our other contact people within the Salvation Army that handles, Park County, for example.
And you guys do a lot more than, and you mentioned that right there, and that is as a referral. You do a lot more than just hand somebody maybe some financial assistance. You do more than just hand somebody a box of food. You actually help get them in contact with other agencies that can actually further help them and get them back in a good spot.
Yes, exactly. We are kind of like the hub, if you will, for Vigo County residents. They come to us and we'll tell them what agency to see or whatever. So, very like an information center for most people.
Sure. And the other thing you mentioned, too, is the toy drive for Christmas. That's It's one of those things where it's like, okay, it doesn't necessarily feed you, but when you have little kids, it's really important they at least get some little toy, at least something for Christmas to give them a little bit of hope. So that's what we do it for, is the kids. And you guys have been there for years doing that, and you're doing it again this year.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've had a nice long-standing partnership with the Marines, Toys for Tots, and Shop with the Cop, and Bikes for Tykes. And so, yeah, we're very happy and very pleased to be able to continue our partnership. Also with Star Tribune, they deliver food to over 450 families for us. We process all the applications, and then they, you know, get the food baskets together and send them out. So we all work together, and that's what's really important, and I think that's what's needed the most in Vigo County, is that we need to kind of collaborate and work together with other nonprofits.
The sooner the better, and we are getting very, very close to Christmas now, but again, the sooner the better. But if somebody wants to contribute, it's never too late. I'm sure you're more than, you won't tune somebody, sorry, it's too close, no, we can't take your donation. That, you never hear that.
Yes, and I think what people also need to know is that the money we raise for the Red Kettle, from the Red Kettle campaign, is what helps us stay afloat and manage throughout the entire year. That is our funding source for the entire year. So we appreciate it. We do accept donations throughout the year, but nowhere is near compared to the, you know, Red Kettle campaign in the holiday season. So if people want to make a donation, they can send a check. You know, mail it in to our Salvation Army Terre Haute Corps address, or they can go online to www.saterrehaute.com. You know, I can give you that information posted up on your web there.
Sure.
So there's a number of ways, and they can also give at the kettles. So we're at several locations still this year, you know, both the Walmarts, you know, the Sam's Club, Hobby Lobby, you know, Rural King. So they can drop a check inside the kettle. In fact, December 4th, our national commander has put out a contest for all the officers throughout the entire country to be out at a Walmart location from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and whoever raises the most money will get to meet the commander and all that sort of stuff. So I'll be out at Walmart South on December 4th personally from 3 to 7 p.m., and I'll be passing out chocolates and all kinds of goodies for people.
That'll be cool. I know that I saw you folks in the Red Kettle around, I believe, at Kroger the other day, too, when I was out looking around. So, I mean, you've got sites all over the place, and so
yes,
we certainly hope. Now, remember, just because the slot was originally umpteen years ago designed for coins, you guys are more than happy for folks to take a dollar, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, and fold it up and stick it in the slot, right?
Oh, absolutely. It will fit in there, you know. So the kettle buckets, believe it or not, they'll hold about $700. I've yet to see a $700 bucket. So there's lots of room in there. And, you know, we really appreciate every dollar. We appreciate the people that have been giving, because it does all add up. And like I said, it's a very valuable campaign for us. It's a much needed campaign. Another thing new this year, which I'm very, very grateful of, is that we have the Roundup program at both Walmart locations and the Sam's Club. So if people go and shop, if they want to round up their whatever they're get at the register, the change will go to us. So
that'll be cool.
Very appreciative of that.
So if you go through and you make a purchase for, say, like $19.30, you can round it up to an even 20 and you guys get the rest.
That's right. So it's just like a kettle bucket right at the register.
Well, no, that's not bad. That's kind of cool. And like we said, too, you guys have the website that people could go to, because let's face it, a lot of folks nowadays, they may do stuff with plastic, with the credit card, so you can round up, like you just mentioned, at some of the stores. Or you can also go online and you can use your credit card, debit card, or I don't know this, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I imagine PayPal would work, too, in a case like that. So you could go online and make your donation there. And if you're one of those that do all your Christmas shopping online, while you're there, you click on over to the Salvation Army site, and you can do that. And how do you do that? Do you actually indicate that you're in Terre Haute? How does that work?
Well, if you go to our website, as I mentioned, it's www.saterrehaute.org.
Okay.
And it'll come up, and then you can look for a link that says donations. And then you just go in there, and they'll just say, how much do you want to donate? And you just click on the amount, or you click on your, you know, create your own amount, and then bingo. It's just like if you're ordering clothes through Amazon.
Now, that's
or something through Amazon.
That's convenient, and that's what we're all about, is convenient nowadays.
It is. And you know what? It's a no-contact situation. You can just sit at home, pull out your charge card, and make the donation.
And what a way to do that. What a way. Sue Lennon's with the Salvation Army of Terre Haute. What's your goal this year? Do you even try to set a goal? You just, I mean, beyond, other than as much as we can get?
Yes, our goal, I've kept it the same as last year's, which is $120,000. And so I am still positive, and I believe that that is achievable. And that is what I'm working towards.
But is it enough?
Is it enough? It's it's barely enough, but, we'll take whatever we can get, So.
Okay, so if you hit 150, you won't give it back, right? It's all good.
No, we won't give it back. We work on a hairline staff, there's always room, to hire somebody extra or something.
The red kettles are out until when? When's the last day for the kettles?
We started November 13th through December 24th, so we will be out Christmas Eve. We need lots of people to step up. If people could just volunteer a couple hours at the kettles, we've got all three Kroger's locations. And I'll give you all this information you can put up on your website.
And we will do that. Sue Lennon with the Salvation Army of the Wabash Valley, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate that. Everybody, please, when you're out and you see the red kettles, put a little something in. Or, again, go to saterrehaute.org, and you can make a donation online there. If you missed any part of today's program, want to hear another part, go back and listen to it again. If you know, what did they say? All you have to do is just head on over to our website, and it'll be posted there for you as a podcast. Thanks for being with us this weekend. Happy holidays to you. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.